This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Farmers in the Skagit Valley need your help fending off an attempt by the Swinomish tribe to gain more say over water and land use on non-tribal properties.
The tribe, they're seeking to have more jurisdiction over areas outside of their traditional boundaries. So we see this as an attempt to kind of give them more power in the court system to have a say over our water and our land use, the way we farm, you know, things important to us.
Skagit Family Farmers Director Jason Vanderkoy says the proposal could impact several farming activities.
Say on my farm, you know, can I irrigate during the month of July? Then I would need their approval to irrigate. Or if I wanted to build a new building, they would be included in that. Does that affect their traditional hunting or fishing grounds? So this just puts another roadblock in things that, you know, I need to accomplish to be a successful farmer.
Vanderkoy says the relationship between the tribe and farmers has been strained for decades.
There's always been that conflict between us and the Swinomish tribe. They've went after our tide gates. They've been after our irrigation. They tried to go through the courts and force buffers on our land. There's a long history of conflict.
Listen tomorrow to hear more about the timeline and what needs to be done to protect the livelihoods of farmers.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.